Joining us this morning to talk some healthful topics is Joyce Davis from the Lorain County General Health District. Good morning.
Good morning.
So let's talk Valentine's Day, month of February. There's a lot of heart health talks. No different for you today, right?
That's right. February is Heart Health Month, so want to work to help get that message out with habits to protect your heart, because heart disease is the leading killer, in the United States and also in Lorain County. It kills more people than, any other disease. And also, in addition to that, affects people so that they aren't able to live their life fulfilled, normally. And oftentimes we think of heart disease as being a man's disease, but what the stats really show for the U.S. is it's 50-50, that as many women are affected by heart disease as men. So heart disease is something that we all need to work to prevent. And some conditions and lifestyle increase people's lifestyle choices increase people's chances of having heart disease.
Well, there's a lot of things that do with the heart. Your things you eat and how that, and then also that stress is a part of it too.
Absolutely,
right?
Of course. As always, the number one thing that affects heart disease and that we want to make sure that we're not doing is smoking or using tobacco, because nicotine definitely affects the heart. In addition to that, blood pressure and diabetes are two of the conditions that we do have some influence over. We don't have total control, but we do have influence. So work with your healthcare practitioner to do what you can to make sure that those two conditions either don't happen or are under control.
Right. Well, you want to have blood pressure. You just want to make sure that it's not too
high blood,
right?
Pressure.
Right.
Exactly.
I'm looking at this about having your blood pressure checked. It's been a while since I usually, maybe if I go get an annual physical, I may have it done that way. Or sometimes if you go visit for some illness, they'll usually take your blood pressure as well. But you're asking people maybe to try to get it at least once a week, or to find out, what it is. And
have your blood pressure checked regularly. And okay. if you're having high readings, then you want to make sure that you're doing that more often and record it so that, again, that you can take it when you visit a healthcare practitioner and have them see what your readings are when you're not in their office. And there's many, many places where you can go to get your blood pressure taken or use a device at no cost around the county. And there's a little tool on LorainCountyHealth.com that shows you places in Lorain County where you can go and get your blood pressure checked.
I would imagine, too, that getting up and moving would help out the old heart, too.
Moving is a key. Moving is key for heart health, helps build a stronger heart. And so any kind of movement is good. Move at least, 30 minutes each day is what's really recommended to help lower blood pressure, lower your weight, and, of course, decrease then the risk of heart disease. And actually, in terms of walking, which is probably the easiest for most people, there are some people that's an issue for, but for most people, just plain walking is a good way to move. And oftentimes what we hear people say at this time of year is, well, I don't have any place to walk. There are actually many locations indoors for people to walk in Lorain County. And again, if you go to LorainCountyHealth.com, you can get the latest and greatest list, because several of the schools have opened their doors to people on specific days at specific times so that you can go in. And then, of course, there's always the fitness walks every Monday at Oberlin Splash Zone at 5:30. And then at Mercy Rec on Thursdays at 5:30. Another opportunity, and again, it's if you go to LorainCountyHealth.com and look at United We Sweat. United We Sweat is every month there's different places and different activities for people to go at no cost. And I went on yesterday and looked. There's yoga classes. There's a hot chocolate walk. There is drumming, no cost. Some of them you have to register for, some you just show up. But if you look at United We Sweat, it's a variety of organizations in the county who are all providing classes at no cost so that people can move.
The flu season, we're already here into February. Haven't heard too much talk about it. What's the status in Lorain County?
Well, it has not peaked. However, I did check in on the stats yesterday, and our numbers are ahead. Our numbers of people hospitalized for the flu are ahead of where they were last year at this time. So, and in Ohio, there has been one child-related death for the flu. So it's not too late to get your flu shot. It only takes about 1 to 2 weeks for your body to build the, you know, immunities to protect yourself from the flu germs. And then, of course, the other practices that you can do to help protect yourself from the flu, such as, you know, wash your hands often, and then cough in your sleeve. And then the standbys, eat well, including lots of fruits and vegetables to help provide immunity, and get plenty of sleep.
How do you know if you have the flu or just a bad cold?
There are, I think it's three criteria. I didn't check that before I came in this morning, but I think it's three. It's a temperature over either 100 or 101, and then a cough. And it's not necessarily like the stomach kind of thing that people think of. It's an upper respiratory and body ache and chills.
That body ache is the key to a lot of that, too. Yeah. I mean, that's really what drags you down a lot of times during this, when that's happening. But again, you do have the clinics available for immunizations out there, too, right?
Yes, there are immunization clinics available throughout the county, and you can call the health department at 440-284-3208 and find a location that's closest for you or scheduled on a day that's most convenient for you and make an appointment to go get immunizations. And that's children as well as adults. And it's also for people who are traveling abroad and need to get those shots.
We talked about the heart healthy and blood pressure checks, and you have something for seniors, or at least people 55 and over.
Yeah, talk 55 and over, which really doesn't sound like seniors, does it?
No.
No. I'm on the edge of that. Well, I'm in that category as we speak at the moment here as well. But 55 and older, talk about some of those, I guess.
Again, there's sites that we call them wellness checks, where we have different locations throughout the county where different community centers on scheduled days. And you can go in, and there's a topic each month in February. It will be primarily blood pressure. And among the things that they'll discuss is how you can even get a blood pressure cuff of your own, so that if you need to be taking your blood pressure daily, because you have high blood pressure, your practitioner has spoke to you about that, can work with you to get a cuff of your own at low cost. And then there's also a variety of screenings and health checks. And this is available at no cost at several community locations. And you can call 440-567-4120 to find the location and time that would be most convenient for you.
Talking this morning with Joyce Davis from Lorain County General Health District. Your roles have expanded at the health district. Now everybody in the county is taking advantage. How has that been going?
It's been going very well. You're referring to the fact that we no longer have three health departments in the county. We are all one health department, and so Lorain, Elyria, Avon Lake, as well as all the rest of the county that the Lorain County General Health District previously served, are all being served by the Lorain County General Health District. And all the personnel for those three departments are all in one location out on Murray Ridge Road.
Okay. And, of course, you can go to LorainCountyHealth.com to find out all sorts of different things about what the health department has to talk about and different health topics as we work our way through six more weeks of winter, thanks to Punxsutawney Phil. We want to appreciate you. Thank you for coming in, Joyce, this morning.
Thank you so much. It's been a pleasure.